Be aware of what your imagination is doing and try to incorporate that. During the first few days, I was trying to make sure that I wasn't just imagining things and that I was actually seeing the visuals on my mind screen. But then I realized that I was actually not incorporating that aspect of the experience, and that made for a much more immersive and powerful experience when I was using my imagination to put myself in the inner world. I found that the strength of the visuals on the screen were improved by creating a constant feedback loop between your imagination and your visuals. So you have to look at what is in front of you. You have to use your imagination. I know the point I'm trying to make, but...
Well, it's sort of like looking at clouds, you know, finding images in clouds. You look at it, and as you look at it, it sort of develops.
I mean, yeah, to understand the difference between a visualization and looking at the visions was very, very important for me, and I'm very glad I understood the difference in early days of the retreat.